Grouchiness deserted him. "Stance!" he flung himself at his son. Powerful arms crushed him. "Here already. We didn't expect you till next week." "I got away early. You're getting pudgy, Pop." Stancil opened his arms to include Jasmine in a three-way hug. "That's your mother's cooking. Times are good. We're eating regular. Tokar's been..." He glimpsed a faded, ugly shadow. "So, how are you? Back up. Let me look at you. You were still a boy when you left." And Jasmine, "Doesn't he look great? So tall and healthy, and such nice clothes." Mock concern. "You haven't been up to any funny business, have you?"
"Mother, what could a junior instructor get up to?"
He met his father's eye, smiled a smile that said, "Same old mom." Stancil was 4 inches taller than his father, in his middle 20s, and looked athletic despite his profession. More like an adventurer than a would-be don, Beaumans thought. Of course, times changed. It had been eons since his own university days. Maybe standards had changed. He recalled the laughter and pranks and all-night, dreadfully serious debates on the meaning of it all, and was bitten by an imp of nostalgia. What had become of that mentally quick, foxy young Beaumans? Some silent, unseen guardsman of the mind had interred him in a barrow in the back of his brain. And there he lay, dreaming, while a bald, jowly, pot-bellied gnome gradually usurped him. They steal our yesterdays and leave us no youth but that of our children. "Well, come on, tell us about your studies. Get out of that self-pitying mindset, Beaumans, you old fool. 4 years and nothing but letters about doing laundry and debates at the Stranded Dolphin. Stranded he would be in ore. Before I die, I want to see the sea. I never have." "Old fool. Dream out loud, and that's the best you can do. Would they really laugh if you told them the youth is still alive in there somewhere?"
"His mind wanders," Jasmine explained.
"Who are you calling senile?" Beaumans snapped.
"Pop, Mom, give me a break. I just got here."
Beaumans gobbled air. "He's right. Peace, truce, armistice. You referee, Stance. The two old war horses like us are set in their ways."
Jasmine said, "Stance promised me a surprise before you came down."
"Well?" Beaumans asked.
"I'm engaged, to be married."
"How can this be? This is my son, my baby. I was changing his diapers last week." "Time, thou unspeakable assassin, I feel thy cold breath. I hear thine iron-shod hooves."
"Humph, young fool.
Sorry. Tell us about her, since you won't tell us about anything else."
"I would if I could get a word in." "Beaumans, be quiet. Tell us about her, Stance."
"You probably know something already. She's Tokar's sister, Glory." Beaumans's stomach plunged to the level of his heels. Tokar's sister. Tokar, who might be a resurrectionist. "What's the matter now, Pop?"
"Tokar's sister, eh? What do you know about that family? What's wrong with them?"
"I didn't say anything was. I asked you what you know about them."
"Enough to know I want to marry Glory. Enough to know Tokar is my best friend."
"Enough to know if they're resurrectionists." Silence slammed into the shop. Beaumans stared at his son. Stancil stared back.